This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, welcome to Leilin Kyo with Basha and Pentian. Welcome to our show tonight. Hey, y'all, send us a text in the studio on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us tonight at onair@joy.org.au. So, Basha, what's coming up tonight?
On tonight's show, we're going to discuss some really important issues. The upcoming zombie apocalypse. Are you ready?
You know, I think I'm a little worried because I don't think there's an upcoming zombie apocalypse.
I have a lot of evidence.
You have a lot of evidence.
I've done a lot of research. We're also going to share one of our It Gets Better clips.
We are.
And you're going to get our usual event listing for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like a more comprehensive listing, head to the Star Observer website to get a complete listing of what's on in gay Melbourne.
Gay Melbourne. And Melbourne is a very gay city, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we've got...
I want to know, actually, what you did on the weekend, because you went to Phillip Island.
I did go to Phillip Island on the weekend, and I went on a helicopter ride. It was amazing.
I know. I saw photos, but you haven't told me. I went to your house the other night. You didn't tell me anything.
Well, you know, I'll get there later. It was a very good weekend.
Really?
So we're a little bit sick of sharing what we did on the weekend, though, and we want to hear what you did on the weekend. So please send us a text in the studio. The number here is 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email it on air@joy.org.au.
So yeah, we already have our first message. Oops, my boobs.
Oh.
There you go.
Hi, Sian.
Hi, Mousie.
Okay, so look, Basha, we received an email after last week's show.
We did.
We did, and this is an email from Mark. Now, Mark went over to a lesbian Facebook page and he liked it.
He
as
did.
As you can do with many Facebook pages.
Oh, my
pages.
God.
Like our own.
I know. Please do that, by the way.
Please do. Head over to Leilink. All right. So, look, Mark, he headed over to a lesbian Facebook page. We won't say which one. But he was down over there and, you know, he liked a lesbian Facebook page.
As you do. Support the community.
Supporting the community, right?
You know, he might like the content.
He didn't think
it was
an issue.
We have a lot of men who like our show.
Exactly. And Mark didn't think that it was going to be an issue, right?
No, as you would.
But then... poor Mark,
okay,
receives a very abusive message from the admin of this page.
Yeah, now I read that email and I was quite shocked.
I can't believe it.
I can understand if he was posting on the page and making horrible comments or just being disruptive or annoying that they would say, okay, go away.
But he wasn't even going there,
all
though.
He did was like.
All he did was like the page. He didn't say anything on the wall. He just wanted to show his support. And might I add... this is a gay man wants to show his support for the lesbian community.
All you have to do is click on his Facebook site and you'll figure that out.
Yeah. You did that, did you?
No, I didn't. I'm not
stalker.
You. You're the stalker.
Oh, my gosh.
I respect people's privacy.
But it was really interesting, though, to read what this person had written back to him. And I was quite stunned. And I, you know, am curious to know if anyone else in the community has come up against this kind of... What would we even call it? I mean, it's awful.
Well, I guess you call it discrimination. I don't know. I just can't think of what you call it.
I think discrimination is a good word. Anyway, basically, the context of the message he got was that they were not impressed that a man would be liking a page, and they called him a dirty perv and some other not nice things. And really, I mean, come on. If you're out there and if you are a lesbian, if you're that angry, I mean, really, something needs to change in your life, doesn't it?
Yes. Maybe you should start finding this admin woman a date.
I think maybe they should.
Date the admin woman. Maybe get her not so angry. But maybe she greets everyone that way. Maybe we should go and like her their page and see if we get greeted the same way.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, you filthy radio. Go away.
Why would you radio garden, people be doing
a
that?
A garden utensil that you use, not a pick.
What was that?
Or a shovel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonder if we'll get called these
spade?
Things as well.
A
spade, yes.
You're a spade.
I'm a spade. We should be spade.
You're a shocker.
I know.
Oh, dear. So as I was saying earlier, anyway, up on our show tonight, the zombie apocalypse. Basha is convinced it's coming. I'm not so sure. We're going to be sharing a It Gets Better clip and, as always, your events listing for Melbourne listeners for this weekend. We are coming to you live from Melbourne tonight. Please feel free to send us a text. Our number is 0427JOY949.
I do have a text. Would you like to hear it?
I would.
Mouse is telling us that she watched a lovely DVD on the weekend. while watching two people sleep on the couch. I wonder who those were.
Yeah. That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. Anyway, you're on Thanks, Joy Nelson. With Basha and Tian. Welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tian. This is our show on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text in the studio tonight. Our number here is 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-569-949. You can even send us a text in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. Now.
That would be an email in the studio, not a text.
Did I say text again?
You did. It's a good day.
So, Basha.
We've got a few messages.
We have messages.
Yeah, someone wrote in saying maybe she was on her rags. Excuse me, glad she didn't put your name to that one. And someone else wrote in saying they're an admin of a lesbian Facebook page and they accept all likes. Love our community.
Okay, very. I like
you
that.
You go, girls.
I like that. You go, girls. I like it.
So, yes. Oh, and we've got another text, what they did on the weekend. Someone went to Luna Park in Sydney.
Ooh, hello, Sydney.
Hey, Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. I like having little, you know, statewide chatterers yes. with people. Feels good, doesn't
Luna
it?
Luna Park. Haven't been there in a while.
I have never been to... No, I did. I actually went to Luna Park in Sydney, funnily enough.
Well, there you go.
It wasn't on the weekend.
Was that you? No. Is that where your helicopter ride took you?
No. All right. So now, Basha, you're telling me that you're amounting evidence. You believe the zombie apocalypse is upon
us. Now, I found an article which you're going to kindly read out.
I am going to kindly read it out.
That I found in... Happened last Monday.
Last Monday. So please you're sure, you're semi-sure that the zombie apocalypse is coming.
Evidence one.
Evidence.
Proceed reading.
Evidence one. Piece one. Okay. New multi-million dollar centre leads the world. The Australian Red Cross Blood Service in today opening the largest blood processing facility in the Southern Hemisphere, ensuring we continue to have one of the safest blood supply systems in the world. This is a state-of-the-art facility which will process 30% of the nation's blood supply, highlighting our status as a world leader. A world leader of what? That's what
processing
I want to know.
Processing blood.
That's okay. The new Melbourne Processing Centre houses cutting-edge testing and processing technologies to ensure our blood supply is as safe as possible. From what? The vampires?
No.
Zombies.
Hello, pay attention.
Oh, come on.
Keep reading.
Okay, I'm moving on. Our international visitors have described it as the most advanced facility in the world, and I believe it is. We're very proud of it, Ms. Williams says. Ms. Williams is the Blood Service Chief Executive.
Well, there you go.
Nice. The one-time car factory has been extensively redesigned into one of the most modern processing facilities in the world, and it will process all of Victoria's and Tasmania's blood about 1,500 blood donations per day.
That's good.
That's huge.
That's a huge amount.
Okay, federal and state governments have funded the development of the Melbourne Processing Centre, providing $213 million for the purchase of the land, the design, build and fit out of the entire site. This is a significant investment in the future of the blood service. The federal government is delighted to support this vital work, Ms. Catherine King, the Federal Parliamentary Secretary for Health, said. Ms. King officially opened the building. That's a good job. I would like to officially open buildings for a living, please.
Well, she's a king.
I see what you did there.
Wow.
The facility has been designed to withstand an earthquake of 7 on the Richter scale and can operate for 4 days without external water, gas, electricity and sewage. It contains more than 1,000 tonnes of steel, some of it thicker than that on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and it also contains more than 200 kilometres of electrical cabling. 200. The centre has also been designed to be environmentally responsible, minimising energy use and carbon emissions where possible. It is a fabulous building and a vital piece of health infrastructure that will enable us to keep improving how we test, process and distribute blood. The Melbourne Processing Centre completes our current major capital infrastructure development program, which has seen the modernisation of processing in Brisbane, Sydney and now Melbourne, Ms. Williams said. Okay.
All I can say is the Umbrella Corporation is beginning.
It's beginning. Right. Well, as long as Mila Jovovich is there, I'm okay with that.
Oh, so happy.
I'm okay with that.
Happy with that. It was so hard this week having to watch all the Resident Evil movies.
You actually watched all of them this week.
Oh, okay. The last 2 weeks.
Okay. I was about to say, seriously?
I know.
Do you work?
Have you got it was work.
Going in your day?
Hey, it was a good... thing to watch.
Okay, so
she's
this
easy
is...
on the eye.
All right, so this is basically your evidence piece number one. You think the zombie apocalypse is coming, reading all about the, you know, there's a blood bank that's been opened in Melbourne. It's huge, it's amazing. I'm still not entirely convinced, Basha.
Yeah, that's how the Umbrella Corporation began.
that's just how it happened.
You know, this underground facility that can withstand earthquakes and survive without power for 4 days. Come on, what is that? It's the beginning.
No.
It is beginning.
I think this is a bit of a conspiracy theory. Oh. If anyone out there agrees with me or if you're on Basha's side, let us know. Our text in here, line is 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even send us an email onair@joy.org.au. I hope you've got something more to back this up, Basha.
I do.
Okay. I'm waiting.
I did this lovely research. Centre for Disease Control and Prevention. They have the Public Health Matters blog. This is the Preparedness 101.
Preparedness.
101 Zombie Apocalypse.
Okay.
Okay.
You actually have a listing here of how to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, this is a go-to guide on what to do and how to help.
Okay.
I shall read some of the article for you.
Okay.
And we shall see if I am right or I am wrong.
All right. Go for it.
Well, let us debate. There are all kinds of emergencies out there that we can prepare for. Take a zombie apocalypse, for example. That's right. I said zombie apocalypse. You may laugh now. And she is. But what happens if it does happen? You know, you'll be glad you read this article. You'll be glad you listened to me reading you this article because I will help you.
Yeah, okay.
Now, this lovely article was written by Ali Khan.
Ali S. Khan.
Yes.
He's going to save me from the zombie apocalypse.
He is. Okay. So we'll just have a brief history of zombies, just for people who don't know. Watch Resident Evil. Very important. Very good education. Zombies love eating brains. They do. It says here. The word zombie comes from the Haitian and New Orleans voodoo origins. Although it means... The meaning has changed slightly over the years. It refers to the human corpse remaining reanimated to serve the undead.
I like that word, animated.
Yes. Although ancient voodoo and folklore traditions look at the walking dead. So, yes. Anyway, so this article goes on to discuss. Let me just continue here. Okay. The rise of zombies in pop culture has given... credence to the idea that a zombie apocalypse could happen. In such a scenario, zombies could take over an entire country, roaming cities, streets, eating everything living that got in their way. See, these are things, right? And how do you prepare? Have you prepared?
No.
No,
I'm not prepared for a zombie apocalypse. I'm sorry, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
We've got the answers to the questions for you and hopefully share a few tips to help you prepare for a possible real emergency.
All right. Look, I'm gonna leave it there for now. I will let you share all these tips because I'm actually a little bit interested now.
Ah, see?
You've hooked me.
Mm.
What if there is a zombie apocalypse?
Exactly. Then you don't know. And you'll be like, damn, why didn't I listen to Basha? See? Listen to me. I know things.
You know things. You know things. Look, if you guys have any tips that you'd like to share about the zombie apocalypse and ways to, stay alive, please send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us tonight at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is Leilink on Joy. Welcome back to Leilink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au.
Now I have a few texts. I have someone saying they went to Sundaylicious.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely. So, yay.
That's a Melbourne event, isn't it?
It is.
I like
and,
it.
And someone else wrote in, zombies are coming. Ha, thank you. See, they believe me.
Oh, lovely. There's more paranoid people out there in the world.
Shall I continue? Would you like your tips?
So we were talking about tips for handling the zombie apocalypse, how to stay alive.
How to prepare.
Yes. How to not get your brains eaten.
Well, this is the pre-preparation.
Right. So I need to be going down to Coles and buying lots of tinned tomatoes and stuff like that. Okay, lovely.
All right, so you just threw me there.
All right.
Okay, better safe than sorry. So what you need to do before zombies or hurricanes or pandemics, for example, actually happen, first of all, you should have an emergency kit in your home.
You mean like a first aid kit?
This includes water, food and other supplies. It should last you for a couple of days before you can locate a zombie-free refuge camp. It will buy you some time until you are able to
evacuate. I hear they have one of those
out
in Yarraville.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Ah. Would you like to know what you should have in your zombie kit?
I would.
Okay, water. At least a litre per person per day.
That's a given.
Mm. Food.
How many days are you preparing to be?
Well, basically they're saying here for just a few days.
Right. Because you won't live past a few days.
No, because, well, you'll find out later why. So food, so non-perishables, so canned goods and stuff.
Right.
Remember a can opener? Always helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a good thing.
Don't want to be bashing a can with a rock.
Medications.
That's always awkward. Like Dispirin in case you get a headache because the zombie's eating your brains.
Yes. Good old Panadol. Tools and supplies. Some batteries, duct tape. Knives. This sounds like if you're going to be a serial killer.
I'm a little bit worried. Is there a bag of lime in there?
No, because they're perishable.
Oh, right. Okay. They're zombies. They break down.
Sanitation and hygiene goods. So soap, towels, household bleach. This really sounds like a serial killer's shopping list.
Yeah, I'm a little bit
worried. Maybe I downloaded
a zombie,
the wrong...
Preparing for a zombie apocalypse and what we're getting is a serial killer wish list. I'm a bit worried.
Clothes and bedding. So a change of clothes for each family member and some blankets because you want to stay warm. I was waiting for a comment from you.
No, I you know.
The next one I find vitally important. Important documents, copies of your driver's license and passports, because I'm sure before a zombie bites into you, it'll say, excuse me, are you over 18? Can I check your ID? Where do you live? Oh, Yarraville. Oh, you're a local.
You
okay.
I love it if you get like a zombie police officer and he's like, can I see your license, please, ma'am? I'm just like, I wasn't speeding, I swear. I was speeding away from you.
Oh, yes.
Zombies.
And then the first aid supplies. So a lot of things that you, you know.
Band-aids.
Band-aids. I can't think of
CT scan machine.
Yeah, because you have that. Okay, once you've made your emergency kit, you should sit down with your family and come up with an emergency plan. This includes where to go when it happens. So you have to create, and this can also be good if there's, you know, an upcoming, like, let's say a flood, an earthquake or other emergencies. See?
Can I share something with you?
I'll go for it.
You've spurred my memory. I actually do have an emergency plan in place with my brother. Should a huge emergency hit the east coast of Australia, I have this huge plan lined up, right? And basically...
Is this the brother that lives in Queensland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he lives in Queensland on the Sunshine Coast. So
That's not far at all.
No, well, this is the thing, right? Because my dad lives in the middle.
Okay.
Right? So the plan is that no matter what, me and my brother have got to get to in the middle where my dad lives.
All right.
That's the plan. No matter what it is, that's where we're meeting. I'm not actually sure what my dad's address is. That's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, you might want to find that out. Write that down in your emergency kit. You know, that would be good.
I'll do what I can.
Oh, God. Okay, so this young man goes on to say, if zombies did start roaming the streets, you should conduct an investigation like the CDC, so the Centre for Disease Control. They'll set up a... Well, he's claiming here that they'll set up a zombie infestation site and they will, you know, quarantine your town or your area.
Oh,
which
lovely.
I think, which is great.
That's very Resident Evil.
It is very Resident Evil.
Mm. It is.
Mm. We know exactly where they're going to be doing it, in Melbourne, at this old car plant. Yes, aren't we happy that's here?
Oh, my gosh.
And then we're going to have... So they'll be consulting, doing lab testing and an analysis to find out how this thing started. So they'll determine the illness, the source of the infection, learn how it was transmitted and how readily it spreads, how to break the cycle... and how to find a cure. I swear this sounds like Resident Evil.
Gosh.
So, yes.
All right, so look, we're pre-planning right now for the impending zombie apocalypse, which Basha is adamant is on its way. So send us a text if you have any tips avoiding those pesky zombies on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email at us at onair@joy.org.au. I do believe.
Mm.
Mm. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us in the studio tonight at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, we are talking about the zombie apocalypse.
We are.
You're sure it's coming.
We got a text. It's funny that I think that you probably sent this text because it basically says... Seriously? Zombies? Seriously? Thanks.
I didn't send that. Wow. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Sure, it was you.
Oh, dear. Look, you can, we always welcome communication in the studio. So please send us a text, as I said earlier, on 0427JOY949. Now, you're trying to convince me, Basha, that the zombie apocalypse is coming.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I'm not 100% convinced. What else can you tell me?
All right. So basically, I've now read you this article, which gives you a few vital tips on how to survive, on how to prepare for the first few days.
Right.
Now, he's also written here that, you can begin preparing for the zombie apocalypse, or maybe prepare for something more realistic, like a hurricane or the next flu season.
The next flu season. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm preparing for that.
But he's teaching us transferable skills, which are very, very important. It's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek, and it's just a bit of a joke. Come on.
It's a bit of fun.
It's a bit of fun.
It's a bit of fun.
Okay, people, if you thought I was serious, like seriously, okay, I'm just having a bit of a laugh. There is no zombie apocalypse, just in case you tuned in and thought it's coming. It's not.
It's not.
We're just preparing for a potential possibility.
Everyone at Joy is A-OK.
We're all fine. We're all safe. But then I found this lovely website. See, someone told me there's a zombie SATs that you can sit to see if you're prepared.
Are you kidding me?
No. So there's like uni students out there who are preparing.
How exactly did you come across all this information?
I have good friends.
Do you want to say that a little bit more like Dracula?
Yes. Anyway. But I found this great website which has three sites to prepare for the zombie apocalypse. So they're referring to three games that you can play. Now, I'm not a gamer myself. I don't remember the last time I played games. I think it was like Super Mario or something, but like the original old school Super Mario.
That's not awkward at all.
I know. I tried to play Resident Evil, but you know those 3D games? I end up walking against a wall and things kill me and I can't see because by the time I figure out how to turn around, I'm dead. But anyway, so I won't be playing these games, but we have three different types of games. So we have one called Class 3 Outbreak. Now, this actually uses Google Maps, and you can actually create your town, and it's a realistic description of your town. And it's teaching you how to keep the zombies out.
Whereabouts is this exactly?
What do you mean?
Whereabouts is this?
It's a game.
Whatever you're talking about, this game.
Yeah, you can just buy it, I presume. These are games you can purchase and play, or you can go online. I don't know whether you get them.
Done a lot of investigation about this one, haven't you?
Yeah, look, I'm not a gamer. I just said that. That was my disclaimer. Not a gamer. Okay, people? So don't
gamer
yell.
Disclaimer.
So don't yell at me if I get this wrong.
Go on.
Okay, the next one is romantically.
You can't even say it.
I can't say it. I can't say the word. I can't say it.
Apocalypse. Apocalyptic.
Yeah, I just can't get the word.
You can't say apocalyptic.
I can't.
You're always giving it to me because I stuff words.
I know, but yeah, this is like, I don't know. It's, yes, anyway.
Would you like to try that again?
No.
Okay.
I'm moving on. So basically this is sort of teaching you, it's not really fun, it's more, it's a bit of fun, but it's sort of a romantic thing about, I'm hoping you don't fall in love with zombies.
That would be a little awkward.
That would be a little awkward.
Also necrophilia. Anyway.
Yeah, that could be a bit thing. And then you have the last one, which they had here was Urban Explorers. Yeah, this is sort of teaching you how to basically go around and kill them all and get rid of them all and do all that. So, yeah.
Right. So these, just to recap, these are all video games, I presume.
Yes.
That you can play that will prepare you for the zombie apocalypse.
Yes. I like the first one because it's using Google Maps and it's set in. So you can set it in your own town so you can get a realistic feel of going down the shops and there are zombies there. Like,
yeah,
that's just
fun. If the zombie
fun.
Apocalypse was going to happen, I seriously think I would be at work when it happened. And if it did, I'd be stuffed. Well, traffic on Hoddle Street is awful at all times of the day.
Imagine all the zombies in the way.
Getting home would be really hard.
Okay, we got sent a lovely pie chart. Things a zombie would do. Moan is the smallest one. Eat your brains. Eat your flesh. And the largest one is dance with Michael Jackson. I'm guessing this was pre the passing. I'm guessing this is like Thriller times, you know.
Yeah.
I think so. But thank you for that. It's a quiet thing. It made me laugh. But In all seriousness, okay, I watched all the Resident Evil movies, and do you know what I've learned from watching all those Resident Evil movies? I know now how to survive.
You know how to survive.
I do know how to survive.
You have to wear a strappy red dress and a pair of combat boots, and you have to have a giant gun, and you'll be set.
No, all those women died.
Oh.
So basically, you have to have knee-high boots, very important,
right.
Tights, shorts. Right. It also helps if you're fit and hot.
Right, yeah.
Because in the movie... Yeah, anyone with combat boots, all those women died.
Okay, no
so
combat
all the,
boots.
So all the women who had knee-high boots survived or made appearances in later movies.
Right.
So, yes, these are very important things.
So if you're
You know
Mila,
how much I love my boots.
If you're Mila and you're in Resident Evil, you're set.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so you've got to be a modern day in, you know, our times and our reality Mila.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So just keep those knee-high boots handy. Very important, ladies.
So this is your number one tip.
It is. Boots. It is the knee-high boots. I'm so glad I have a pair.
Oh, my gosh. All right, look, you're listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink. We are talking all about the impending zombie apocalypse that I'm not quite convinced is coming. But you can send us a text if you believe it is on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. And welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, last week we were talking about Dan Savage.
We were.
Dan Savage is renowned author of the Savage Love column.
Yes.
Now, we were talking about the fact that he's created this campaign, which is called the It Gets Better campaign. Now, we've heard a lot about it. If you haven't heard about it, head on over to YouTube and check out the Dan and Terry video, because that's the one that's created it. It's the introing it. It's really cool. Hopefully, we're going to get to play that on one of our shows coming up soon, but it does go for a little while, so I didn't think it would be exact for tonight.
No, because the zombie apocalypse was more important.
It was more important. So, we are going to play one of these clips, but first, Basha, you've got some texts.
I do. Someone's written in saying the only preparation you need is to play the Resident Evil game. Okay, so maybe you don't get the other three ones, sorry. Whoops. And remember your shotgun and knee-high boots are a must. Yes, I agree. Knee-high boots.
Someone's listening about the knee-high boots. All right, so this one here, this It Gets Better video that I've got for you, Basha, on YouTube. It's Australian comedians. I'm hoping that it's going to work tonight because I've been watching it today and it's actually quite funny. So it's starting off with Peter Hellyer and a whole host of Aussie comedians. So here we go.
All right.
So I grew up in Bundoora, which is a white bread suburban red brick town. And I grew up thinking everyone was mostly straight, everyone was Catholic, and everyone's dad played for the football teams that we all supported, because two of my best friends' dads played for the football teams they supported. So I assumed that my dad also played for Collingwood. He didn't, not even close.
Hey, it's Hannah Gadsby here. Yep. Here to just tell you all, it gets better. Not this video. It's probably going to just keep the same trajectory, but just life in generally. It gets better.
I know that being young can be hard. I know that people can be horrible, and I know that school can suck.
I was at home on my computer. I might not have been on it yet. I might have been waiting for the MS-DOS to boot up. But my sister, I felt my sister behind me, and she kind of, she was sniffling. I looked around, and she was crying, and she said, I've got to tell you something. I'm gay. And I just hugged her.
I know that it must be even harder if you think because of your sexuality you're somehow a bit different or a bit weird. I know that tragically suicide rates are disproportionately high amongst young gay kids.
Hi, my name's Kate McLennan and it does get better.
I was lonely and scared and different, and that's not fun.
My nickname in high school was Brickhead, given to me by a boy called Damien, because he thought that I'd look like I'd run into a brick wall, which was nice. But now he's kind of bald and quite overweight and actually stacks bricks for a living. So swings and roundabouts, kids, swings and roundabouts.
There's some guys that might go on Facebook or they might go on the internet and write some stuff about you. Personally, I think people should be IQ tested, then allocated a certain font. And I think we'd all know then, most bullies would be riding in windings.
Pretty early on, I realised that I was different to the other people that I grew up with. I was interested in different things to them. I was fascinated by different things to them. I didn't want to have the same conversations that they were having. But of course, when you're a teenager, you don't want to be different. You want to fit in. You want to be like everybody else.
Hi, I'm Geraldine Hickey, and I'm gay. I came out about a year ago, and I'm 32 now, so it was a long time coming, but it has been amazing. And the best thing about it is the amount of love and support I've received from a lot of friends and family, and also complete strangers.
That's the thing that makes it better. Like, the first time that you realise that you, like, have the capacity to love somebody rather than just kind of faking it through relationships with people. And when you can look at somebody and see them as wonderful and have them do that back to you, it would be a shame for anybody to miss out on that.
I just wanted to say it gets better, because if it hasn't happened yet, you're going to find someone who loves you as much as it's possible to love.
If there's anyone in your life that really loves you, you telling them you're gay or bisexual or whatever it is isn't going to matter to them, because the only thing that they'll want is you in their lives, and they won't want to lose you.
I mean, for you right now, things might be a bit shit. Things are going to be shit, very shit, super, super duper shit. But you know what, that doesn't mean that necessarily for the rest of your life things are going to stay shit.
It gets better from high school, it gets very good. I, in high school, did a lot of theatre. I was a very dramatic person, and I'd always try to be the centre of attention. And a lot of people were cool with that, a lot of people liked it, but some people hated that, and they would, you know, bully me for that.
And in this world, to be different sometimes means to be discriminated against. And if you're part of a minority, you can be put in danger and you can be marginalised.
Don't let them get you down, because you're a good person, you're a unique person, and you have a lot to give.
And I spent a lot of time thinking that maybe things would be better if I wasn't around. But then I realised that there wasn't just that small town, that there's the rest of the world.
School, primary, high school, wherever you're at, it's a blip in your life. It's a dip, it's a small hump.
In high school, you're just there because these are kids of the same age, from the same area. You mightn't have the same interests, but as you get older, you're going to find people that do have the same interests as you, and they make you feel comfortable about yourself.
So that's why you need to be tough, and toughness means endurance. You need to be brave, and you need to be proud of who you are.
So just make sure that you talk to people, anyone, because even though what you're experiencing is unique and what every individual experiences is unique, there will be little things that you'll be able to relate to.
When I was growing up, when I was a little boy, I would go into my mother's room and open up a cupboard and try on her high heel shoes and then wander around the house in them. And she'd say, Wes, take those darn things off, your dad's coming down the driveway.
And then things just got better because Ellen came out. That helped. So thanks, Ellen. Stop dancing.
Times are a little bit different. Things have changed. I still do wear high-heeled shoes on stage to dress-up parties, just when I'm doing the gardening, really. The difference is no one really cares now. No one really gives a shit. Which can be a problem because I'm kind of missing the attention.
The most interesting people in life are not the ones who fit in. The most interesting people in life, the people who change the world, are the different people. So don't be afraid of being different. Embrace being different, because one day you're going to want to surround yourself by the most exciting people in the world, the different people. And that's why I'm here to say to you, from my heart, it gets better.
It does get better.
It just keeps getting better.
It definitely gets better.
Life gets easier as you get older.
And it does get better.
The love and support that you receive from people far outweighs the negativity.
It does get better.
It gets so much better.
It gets better. It gets better. In fact, it gets amazing.
It can get amazing, so just hang in there.
And that was It's Get Better, the Australian Comedians. An amazing clip. And I love the ending and how it just jumps right up there. It's really cool.
It is. It's a good clip. It's nice.
So
it's funny.
If anyone you know, or even yourself, is, you know, you're struggling with what's going on in your life and you do need some assistance, you know, jump on the phone, call 13 11 14. That's Lifeline. Those guys are amazing. The support they give to our community, to every community, is brilliant. And all you have to do is just dial the number.
Yes.
Well, it's 13, 11, 14. Now, Basha, its Get Better project has ballooned. It is enormous now that it's come out. And we do have Dan Savage and his partner Terry to thank for that.
Yes, and it's a great campaign because it is difficult. It's difficult just being a teenager, but let alone trying to, you know, come on, it is. Don't give
it
me that look.
It is hard being. No, it is hard being a teenager.
And then the fact that you're gay and you're, you know, you're one of the minorities in your school and you're picked on, it's just hard. And there are people out there who are offering their support. There's places you can go. And see, it's just nice to see that everyone's backing this and, you know, everyone's showing their support. Yeah, I didn't realise a lot of those comedians either were themselves gay or that they had gay family members. It's like, oh, isn't that nice?
We're a big gay family.
Yeah, we're all gay in Melbourne. I wish.
Oh, my gosh. So, look, Basha, we are rounding out our show now, aren't we? We are getting towards the end. Now, if you would like to get a more comprehensive listing of all events that are coming up this weekend, head over to the Star Observer and see what's happening in gay Melbourne.
Yes. Well, that's the end of our show.
That is
the
end of our
show. Thank you for everyone who
messaged. That was a lot of messages.
That was a lot of messages.
That was a lot of messages.
I'm sorry if I didn't read all your messages out, but it was just too much. We have to do our own talking. I had vital topics and points to list, prepare you for the zombie apocalypse.
Oh,
I hope you're all prepared now.
If you did want to get a message to us tonight, but you couldn't get it through, please feel free to head over to our Facebook page. You can find Lay Link and like it and send us a message or even post to our wall. Check out what's coming up this weekend and our events listing over there, and also brush up on some of our topics. I think, Basha, you're going to be posting a couple of links tonight.
I think so. Well, you're going to show me how to post links, but yes, I will be.
I'll be teaching you everything I know.
Oh, wow. How impressive. Lucky me.
You've been listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link. Join us again next Thursday from 11 p.m. on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.